Here we go.
I got you this.
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke. Brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus.
It's your own intro. Every day. How many other people got those this Christmas?
Only everyone on the station, but that's still special. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. So
deck the halls with bells of holly.
Yeah. Fa la 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 la. We're doing a
wrap me up some figgy pudding.
We're doing a pretty non-Christmassy instrument today. I don't know why.
You know what? Because we are unpredictable.
That's true. We're calling it the mouth harp today, or the jaw harp.
Jaw harp.
Yes.
The mouth harp. Any other names that comes up?
No, nothing.
That's just those two.
Maybe the Mormon harp. Mm-hmm. Mormon harp, mm-hmm. Buddhist.
So
harp.
The jaw harp, the mouth harp. It's just those two. Okay.
Yes.
Sure, there's another. Yeah.
So, interesting instrument. So,
there's
a frame.
Portable, though.
Very portable. There's a frame and a reed that's either made of metal or reed.
Loose reed.
Or bamboo inside it, and you put it in your mouth.
That's inside the thing, which is tiny anyway.
The frame, yeah, and then you put the frame in your mouth.
Like braces or something, or a plate.
Well, it's kind of hard to explain.
This is your job. So.
I know, and you put the frame in your mouth, and then you tweak the reed. You flick the reed, and so the actual noise, there's three elements of the noise. There's the reed, there's your finger, and then there's your mouth.
So once again, there's the reed.
Your finger and the mouth.
And your mouth, right.
Because, you know, like a guitar, right? If you just...
You've got the reed, the finger, and the mouth.
Okay. Yeah. So you know if you pluck a string in air, not with a guitar, you don't get a nice sound. But when you pluck it in front of this open space that's the guitar body, it sounds great.
Yes.
So when you tweak the reed with your finger in front of your mouth acts as the resonator, and your mouth can make different shapes and sounds.
Can it?
Yeah. Yes. And that's, so it's actually your mouth is like the instrument, just plucking in front of it.
Have you ever met one of New Zealand's most esteemed broadcasters and one of the most wonderful gentlemen I've ever met?
I'm talking to him right now.
Thank you very much. But the professor who works at this radio station as well, he's got this amazing ability to do this thing with, you know, when you flick the side of your mouth with your finger and go. And he makes it sound. It sounds like someone is dropping a dollop of something into a bucket and goes poof, poof.
Yeah, this is kind of like that, only it's a reed right in front of it.
Inside of his mouth.
Well, we're going to hear all the different mouth shapes people make. So who do we want to go play first? We're going to play Serge. This is Serge Gainsbourg.
French mouth.
J'ai ressenti les premières atteintes du mal sous les sarcasmes de Marie-Lou.
This is a sexy mouth.
Les oreilles après
he's a filthy bugger, eh? I don't think he's sexy.
Pédales se changèrent en feuilles de chou.
He's not the one on the Whitney Houston doco, is he? You know what I mean, though, eh?
J'allais au café
so
buraniste.
You can hear that instrument in the back going,
faire provision de fumigène.
That's literally making those shapes with your mouth.
Yeah. Je demandais aux pompistes derrière le zinc.
And then for you music nerds out there, it has overtones. That's what's making the sound sort of interesting.
So what is that? Overtones?
Yeah, so that's when there's the sort of main tone or pitch that you're playing, but because of echoes and resonating of whether it's a wooden body or your mouth or whatever, the instrument, you're actually sort of slightly hearing other notes. It's usually the fifth first and then a fourth if we want to get super nerdy.
Just to get super nerdy, if you were to behead somebody and put the mouth harp in their head and flick with your finger there, it's not going to sound as cool, is it?
Well, yeah, maybe if you were like manipulating the cheeks to get some space.
So it's not just the shape, the shape that you're born with. I mean, you have to work it.
But it's not breath.
No,
it's
not breath. I know that.
It's shape. Remember, it's the finger, the reed.
The finger and the mouth. Okay,
yeah, right. So the actual frame is kind of not doing much.
Right, what have we got now? What's this?
Have we shifted songs? Oh, yeah. Okay, this is Ennio Morricone, an Italian guy that composes for Westerns.
He's amazing. Not just Westerns, by the way. He composed one of my favorite soundtracks, The Mission.
Yeah. But he uses all these interesting sounds that creates the West, which it's not necessarily that the mouth harp is a Western sound. I mean, the mouth is pretty
universal.
Although
one can imagine if you're out on the range, right in... See, that's give you the shits if you're out on the range, wouldn't it? If you hear a gunshot like that, it's coming from nowhere. But I mean, very portable. Just chuck in your saddlebag.
That's right. It is a...
Mosey on by.
The wandering sort of shepherd instrument.
Here we go.
So it makes you feel like you're bow-legged walking in the desert.
Howdy. Howdy. Oh, howdy.
I need a Marlboro now.
It'd be another one of those times in history where you want to have a solid view. You want to go, howdy, partner. You need a solid voice, eh? Howdy.
But you're right. That's solitary. It is so portable, and you don't need anything. You can be in the forest and the mountains and the hills. You can be a
rubbish singer.
Shepherd.
You can be a rubbish singer as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, a shepherd, a wandering shepherd.
Just wandering, just... What's that? What are you doing, man? Aren't you supposed to be looking after some sheep? No, it's wandering.
I'm a wandering person of a particular religion.
I want the sheep to look after me, you know? It's amazing that these sounds actually are the sound of the Western now, eh?
Even the whistling. I mean, okay, I'm sure they whistled in the West.
What about the weird tribal?
Oh, sure.
Whatever that thing is.
Just feel like galloping.
Hi, caller. You're interested in talking to us about this?
Oh, totally. I've been playing this for the last 40 years at Jaws Harp, without a word of lie.
Let me ask you this. What was your gateway to it? What was the catalyst? What was the jumping off point?
It was the first instrument I ever learned to play, and because it was small and it was weird, and nobody else had them.
Do you play with a microphone or acoustic?
Oh, no, you can make a decent noise if you draw breath over them. It comes quite throaty, more like...
Once again, let me just recap that. If you draw breath over it, it can become quite throaty, yes.
Yeah, like Mongolian throat singing sound, almost. Almost didgeridoo-ish, too.
Yes.
That's so cool. I never thought anybody would put this except the... Bloody bee. Awesome.
That's right. Yeah. Putting the bee back in awesome.
Do you have the metal ones or do you have other ones as well?
No, I've got a metal one that I've had for about 40 years. The paint came off.
The same one.
It had paint on it. What?
Yeah, it was.
Why was it painted? No one's going to see it.
Purple enamel paint they put on them. They look like, to be fair, they look like a little set of cock and balls that you put sideways in your mouth and flick.
Oh, wow. That's a great picture.
Let's just be clear, though. I painted a set of cock and balls that you put sideways in your mouth and flick. Yep. And in your case, flaky painted.
Yeah, flaky painted.
Well, you should try one of the reed ones and see, you know, if
it
sounds different.
40 years softer and rounder.
Success of 40 years of success, though, is you're not going to change horses midstream, are you? Surely.
No, it's not like I'm going to get a recording contract even.
Hang on, what do you mean? Listen to this next artist.
Oh, this next artist is the top. He's a Chinese monk from Paris.
Sure.
Jesus, he got around.
And he uses it to connect to the spiritual world.
Oh my God. Shh. And what happens when that happens?
Oh, he opens up a gateway between this.
It's like getting on the internet but not looking anything up. Just opens up. What does he do once he's done that?
A jaw heart shaman.
He enlightens us all.
Discuss.
So because it's a drone, some people feel drones are trance-inducing.
Yes, true.
And so it's been connected with magic for decades. There's like Norwegian folk stories about people playing it and more fish comes or they get a woman or, you know, just it's got this
Go back.
Magic connection. Yes, you can get women.
Caller, you've been playing it for 40 years. Yeah, you must have tons of them.
No, I only have one.
But she's a keeper.
She's your dream boat, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Totally a good wonga.
All the best to you. Merry Christmas. Nip that in the bud before it's bloody... The clue to that was I've been playing the Jaws Harp for 40 years, isn't it? That's the clue there.
So this fellow who's playing, not the fellow that rang in, his name is Wang Lee.
Wang Lee.
And he believes that the vibrations cause a change in the structure of our world.
Thank you.
massive monumental things are happening in the studio here with we all just held hands, didn't we? We all just held hands in a circle and some real mental shit happened.
We actually did. He's not even joking.
No. It's Christmas.
We did it. We opened up a portal.
We shouldn't do that again. If we do, it's... Look, it's that's there. That's what that is. So that fucking thing is, isn't it?
But Wang Li, do look him up. Really neat dude. You know, because he's a monk, so he's full on, wears robes.
Drop, and, this is a big time, eh? I'm going to play this today down the side of park.
No, I don't know. It might ruin it, but it would sound good with the beat.
Ruin it?
No, if you put it...
Just put a sleigh bell, zing, 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 zing behind it, you know? Put a Santa hat on it, eh? That's what I've been saying all week. Is he doing the... There's a bit of Bobby McFerrin in there, eh?
A little
so popular once, Bobby McFerrin.
Till he passed.
Is he dead?
No, that was the rumour, though.
No, that's right. Oh, I do remember that. He's one of those lucky guys who had an internet. Guess what? He's dead. No, I'm not actually dead, babe. But that's who, I mean, who's saying that?
And that was the irony, because it was Don't Worry, Be Happy. But yeah, get some spirituality. If Christmas isn't doing it for you spiritually, get into some Wang Li.
I see. Let's drop this on Christmas Day. Can I put something on, everyone? Mind if I put something on now that we all just finished lunch?
Apparently his live shows are off the hook. Live. Imagine seeing him live.
I imagine the... I know which Auckland punter would be there dancing. That guy. The guy with the boots. Where are we talking about? He'd be there. He'd love this. He'd love it. Merry Christmas to him. And Merry Christmas to everybody listening to 95BFM and to you too, Dr. Kirsten Zimbabwe, coming in to the radio show every Friday morning and enlightening us to the wonderful world.
This is like my fourth or fifth year. I can't even remember. It's been so long.
Definitely the best one, though.
This one today?
Yeah, you're harder.
Today. Yeah. It really is, yeah. The mouth harp.
Tell you what, can we go back to your mate Vincent? Came around the other day. He was here for that seminar that you guys were...
Yeah, we had
it.
A music scholar.
Things are going off again.
Oh, sorry, that was my stomach.
but he was. I mean, for people that were listening, Kirsten, she only normally comes up here solo, but she brought a friend up from overseas. Where's he from?
He's from University of Hong Kong.
And he sat here, and whenever the music started. And whenever we started talking about music, he just got in the groove, eh?
Yep.
That man can't stop dancing. He's got hands in his pants.
He introduced me to something. So he's Portuguese-American. And Portuguese have this word. You got to look it up. It's the greatest word in the world. It's saudade.
Saudade.
Saudade. S-A-U-D-A-D-E.
And saudade.
He's given papers on it. It's this word for sorrow that their music has to have. Music has to have saudade. And it's that sorrow that reaches in. It can be a happy song.
Now, that's the movement he was doing there.
Yeah. And I remember, you know, because I see him every couple of years at conferences, and I'm always like, saudade. That word changed my life. And it's something that Portuguese music, especially the diaspora communities, you know, when you think of home, and you get saudade. Yeah, he taught me that.
I suspect that these conferences and seminars that you attend, you music people, are... awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much for coming to the show, and thank you very much for being part of the show, and we look forward to having you part of the show next year. Don't you worry
really?
About that.
Really?
Merry Christmas!
Enjoy the ride. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.